Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is June the 3rd. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. Every day we take a little time in God's Word, and every day kids from all around the world gather around to hear from the Bible, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today's story comes to us from the book of Daniel, chapter 6, verses 11 through 27. And then we finish our reading in 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 18. Daniel was arrested, and he was thrown into the lion's den for praying to God. Who's going to survive this night? Let's find out from Daniel chapter 6. Then the officials went together to Daniel's house and found him praying and asking for God's help. So they went straight to the king and reminded him about his law. Did you not sign a law that for the next 30 days any person who prays to anyone, divine or human, except to you, your majesty, will be thrown into the lion's den? Yes, the king replied, that decision stands. It is an official law of the Medes and Persians that cannot be revoked. Then they told the king, that man, Daniel, one of the captives from Judah, is ignoring you and your law. He still prays to his God three times a day. Hearing this, the king was deeply troubled, and he tried to think of a way to save Daniel. He spent the rest of the day looking for a way to get Daniel out of this predicament. In the evening, the men went together to the king and said, Your Majesty, you know that according to the law of the Medes and Persians, no law that the king signs can be changed. So at last the king gave orders for Daniel to be arrested and thrown into the lion's den. The king said to him, May your God, whom you serve so faithfully, rescue you. A stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den. The king sealed the stone with his own royal seal and the seals of his nobles, so that no one could rescue Daniel. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night fasting. He refused his usual entertainment and couldn't sleep at all that night. Very early the next morning, the king got up and hurried out to the lion's den. When he got there, he called out in anguish, Daniel, servant of the living God, was your God whom you serve so faithfully able to rescue you from the lions? Daniel answered, Long live the king! My God sent his angel to shut the lions' mouths so that they would not hurt me. For I have been found innocent in his sight, and I have not wronged you, your majesty. The king was overjoyed and ordered that Daniel be lifted from the den. Not a scratch was found on his head, for he had trusted in his God. Then the king gave orders to arrest the men who had maliciously accused Daniel. He had them thrown into the lion's den, along with their wives and children. The lions leaped on them and tore them apart before they even hit the floor of the den. Then King Darius sent this message to the people of every race and nation and language throughout the world. Peace and prosperity to you. I decree that everyone throughout my kingdom should tremble with fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, and he will endure forever. His kingdom will never be destroyed, and his rule will never end. He rescues and saves his people. He performs miraculous signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions. Wow. Because Daniel trusted God, he was kept safe from the hungry lions. And when the king saw that Daniel was okay, he praised God too. When you trust and obey God, he will take care of you, and others will learn to praise God also. Thank God for the way that he protects us. This is what 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18 says. The Lord will deliver me from every evil attack and will bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. All glory to God forever and ever. Amen. Well, my friends, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible. I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. I sure hope you join me. Until that time, you be blessed. I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.